What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. This is your host, LT Nasty, and this is episode 49. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking all things MLB trade deadline. We'll be talking the big trades that came out of it, the blockbuster trades that came out of it, as well as the puzzling and more confusing trades at the MLB trade deadline. So we'll get right into that. But let's start off with let's start off with the biggest trade of the trade deadline. Juan Soto going to the San Diego Padres. I did not see that one coming. And that's another thing. Soto wasn't the only one going to San Diego. The Nationals also shipped off Josh Bell as well. So not only are the Padres getting Juan Soto, they're getting Josh Bell too. So think about this for a minute. The Padres already had Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr., and now they're getting Juan Soto and Josh Bell. And on top of that, I'm going to get into another trade for a minute before we stick with the big trade, before we get back to the Juan Soto trade. The Padres also got Brandon Drury from the Reds, so that's even more firepower right there for that lineup. Think about that. Imagine being an opposing pitcher, and you're seeing – and you're looking at the opposing team's lineup, and you have to face Soto, Tatis Jr., and Machado all in a row. And Josh Bell, too. Think about that. If you're an opposing pitcher, and like that lineup, the Padres lineup now should rattle you. I mean, think about that. You're going to be facing Soto, Tatis Jr., Machado, Bell and Drury, quite possibly all in a row. And the funny thing is about the Brandon Drury trade is his first at-bat with the Padres, he hit a grand slam. So I just wanted to point that out. So he's already making an impact there. I'm going to be honest. This is an all-in year for the Padres. Like, what a trade. And I know they traded four prospects to the Nationals. And on top of that trade for Juan Soto, Eric Hosmer was supposed to go in that trade, but he had a no-trade clause, and he did not want to go to Washington. So they ended up sending Luke Voit out to Washington as part of that trade. But that being said, I mean, the Padres, man, if they weren't good enough already, I mean, they have even more firepower. They have significantly increased their odds to make a deep run in the playoffs. And that's not the only trade from San Diego. That is not the only trade. They also got Josh Hader from the Brewers. Think about that. They have, in the span of a couple of days, they got Josh Hader, Juan Soto, Josh Bell, and Brandon Drury. I mean, to me, this means this is an all-in push for the Padres. Like, this is an all-in push to try to win the World Series. And I'm going to be honest with you. If they don't at least make the NLCS, I'd say not even the NLCS. I mean, their odds to win the World Series probably just skyrocketed in a positive direction now that they got Juan Soto and Josh Bell and Hader and Drury. So if at this point it's World Series, it truly is going to be World Series or bust for the Padres this year. I mean, and the thing is, there's one team that might stop them from achieving that goal, and that's the team that's a rival team in the division, and that's the Los Angeles Dodgers. Which, by the way, the Dodgers made some trades before the deadline too, so we'll get right into that in a little bit. The Dodgers are probably the only. They're the team in the division they'll probably be the team that ends up knocking out that San Diego. They probably are the team that's most likely to take out the Padres in the playoffs if you know, there ever was a series between those two, which, by the way, please, 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 please let there be a Dodgers-Padres playoff series. Baseball fans want it. Every single baseball fan wants it. And if you don't, I don't know what you're thinking. Like, how could you not want a Padres-Dodgers playoff series after the deadline? Like, how could you not want that? But, yeah. And, again, like I said, the only team that would probably have the best shot at eliminating the Padres in the playoffs is the Dodgers. And I know if any Padre fans are listening to this, that's probably going to get under your skin a little bit. And it's fair because the Dodgers are also stacked. I mean, they got Trey Turner, Max Muncy, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, of course. And as of now, Joey Gallo. They traded for Joey Gallo. That was another trade that happened at the deadline. They traded for him with the Yankees, which that gets into my next little segment here. As a Yankee fan, it was, you know, Joey Gallo and pinstripes didn't work out. I mean, any Yankee fan in general, if you watched him play in pinstripes, it was no doubt about it. It was a complete disappointment. And I'm going to be honest, like, yeah, I mean, it was just a complete disappointment with Joey Gallo and pinstripes. So hopefully he rebounds to his old form. You know, when he was a Texas Ranger, hopefully he can get back to, you know, crushing baseballs, you know, hitting home runs, you know. So I wish Joey Gallo the best in LA, but as a Yankee fan, it was definitely time to move on from Gallo. But anyway, yeah. That being said, yeah, the Dodgers are the team that are probably the only team in the National League, and I know that's going to come off as a hot take. I think they're going to be the only team in the National League that ends up having that can end up taking out the Padres in the playoffs. That's just my opinion. I know Mets fans are probably going to get a little rattled by that statement, but and to be fair, like the Mets are also having a pretty incredible season so far. They definitely have a chance to make a deep run in the playoffs with the way their roster is constructed, especially, you know, in the lineup and of course the pitchers, you know, of course with Max Scherzer and as of recently, Jake DeGrom coming back. So obviously they have a great shot to make a run, but that being said, the Mets also got to, you know, watch out because the Braves are right behind them. The defending world champs are right behind them. And that's actually another thing. The Padres also have to worry about the Braves because, again, they're the defending world champs. So, I actually kind of retract my statement saying that the Dodgers would be the only team to possibly take out the Padres in the playoffs. I think the Braves have it in them too. I mean, and I know that's backtracking real quick, but you know, the Braves are the defending world champs, so you can't really count them out. But anyway, back to the deadline. We might as well continue. But yeah, the Padres got Juan Soto and Josh Bell. For Nationals fans, I'm sorry. Like, this is a dark time for that franchise right now. You lost your franchise face. And that's another thing. In the span of like 5 years, they lost like all their star players. Bryce Harper, Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, and now most recently Juan Soto. And I forgot, they also lost Kyle Schwarber. That was, you know, before he ended up going to the Red Sox. And then, of course, now Kyle Schwarber's in Philly, which, by the way, Kyle Schwarber's having an unreal year, by the way. Don't show the amount of home runs he's hit this year to Nationals fans. They will probably get very upset. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, for the Padres, it's World Series or bust. If they don't even make it out of like the divisional round, or you know, wild card series, or even make it to the NLCS, not even that. If they don't even make it out of the like first round or whatever, it's a complete disappointment. Because that roster is stacked now that they have. Well, I mean, it was already stacked before when they had Machado and Tatis Jr., but now adding Josh Bell and Juan Soto into the mix, and Josh Hader, absolutely stacked. So, again, it's World Series or bust for the Padres. Now, that being said, let's move it right along. Let's get into some other trades. Let's go to the American League for a minute. The Astros made some trades. They got Trey Mancini from the Orioles and Christian Vasquez from the Red Sox, which, I mean, from what it looks like, and obviously the moves make sense because they're trying to make another deep run at a World Series, trying to get back to the World Series. So, honestly, it really isn't shocking. It really isn't shocking that they made those moves. I mean, they already got a stacked roster if you look at it. You know, Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez, you know, of course, Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman, and now they add Vasquez and Mancini into the mix. Oh, and of course, they have Jeremy Pena. I mean, that Astros lineup is going to be even more stacked. And the thing is, you know, especially like Christian Vasquez, like if anyone watched the playoffs like last year, Christian Vasquez was a huge piece for that Red Sox run to the ALCS where they, you know, ended up losing to the Astros. So the Astros are definitely retooling for another run. And of course they also traded for Will Smith from the Atlanta Braves. And in exchange, they traded Jake Odorizzi. So looks like the Astros are going to be around for a while. I mean, not that they haven't already been around for a while. I mean, they were in the World Series in 2017, made the ALCS in 2018, I believe it was. Yeah, that was when they lost to the Red Sox. They made the World Series again in 2019. Made the ALCS in 2020. And of course, 2021, they returned to the World Series when they lost to the Braves. So the Astros are hanging around. I mean, and I know a lot of baseball fans out there don't like that, but I'll give them a lot of credit. They are not going down without a fight. They are trying to win another World Series. And it's interesting, too, because you know, with them losing key pieces over the years, you know, George Springer going to Toronto, and most recently Carlos Correa going to Minnesota, you think it would have been a little bit of a little more chaotic year for them. But again, with the emergence of, you know, Kyle Tucker, Jeremy Pena, Yordan Alvarez. I mean, Kyle Tucker's already been like crushing baseballs for the last couple of years, so that's honestly wasn't surprising. But Yordan Alvarez has turned into one of the best players in baseball. Jeremy Pena is quickly establishing himself. So, yeah, I mean, but then and again at the same time, the AL West is kind of garbage. I mean, outside of the Astros, I mean, there really isn't any competition. I mean, to be fair, the Mariners are making a postseason run right now. They're trying to make the playoffs after just barely missing last year. But like again, that being said, most of that division is not great. Sorry, Texas Ranger fans. Sorry, Angels fans. And sorry, A's fans. That's just the truth. And that's another thing. Speaking of the Mariners, we're going to get to that. They acquired Luis Castillo from the Reds. And Luis Castillo was a heavily sought-out target for multiple teams. I'm pretty sure the Cardinals were trying to make a deal for him. The Yankees were definitely trying to make a deal for him, but the Mariners ended up getting him, and it helps bolster their pitching a lot. And that's another thing. The Mariners, because like the Mariners didn't really need anyone else in their lineup, which makes sense because their lineup, I mean, you know, with the emergence of Julio Rodriguez and, you know, Jesse Winker and, you know, the rest of that lineup. I mean, they didn't really need any other bats in that. They didn't need any other bats. So it made sense they needed some pitching. Some more pitching, anyway. I mean, they already had Robbie Ray. And now Luis Castillo comes into the mix. Woo! I'm going to be honest. This is the year the Mariners make the playoffs. I'm saying it right now. Right now. This is the year. This is the year the Mariners break the postseason drought. And again, I think every baseball fan wants to see that happen. Every baseball fan wants to see the Mariners in the playoffs. If you don't, something's wrong with you. But yeah, I think this is the year the Mariners break that postseason drought. Anyway, but yeah, Luis Castillo to the Mariners. And they gave up quite a bit of prospects to the Reds. For him. So yeah, we'll see how that trade ages in the next couple of years. We'll definitely come back to that. But more trades, I'm just going to run down some of them. Let's see. Whit Merrifield traded from Kansas City to Toronto. Noah Syndergaard is back in the NL East again. He was traded from the Angels to the Phillies. So that's going to be interesting when the Phillies play the Mets. That's going to be interesting because, you know, he made all those comments about the Mets in the, you know, the last couple of months, you know, in the last year or two. And now it's definitely going to be an interesting matchup when he faces the Mets. But yeah, Noah Syndergaard to the Phillies. Brett Phillips was traded from Tampa Bay to Baltimore. What else? I already mentioned the Joey Gallo trade. No need to go into that. Eric Hosmer, I already mentioned. He was traded. I think I did, but I'm just going to mention it again just to be safe. Eric Hosmer was traded to the Red Sox. Tommy Pham was also traded to the Red Sox. Some confusing moves, honestly. I don't know what's going on over there in Boston, but definitely. So, I mean, to be fair, like, I think they needed a first baseman because their situation, if any of you, like, watched what happened, watch what was taking place, like, if there are any Red Sox fans that listen to this, podcast that are listening to this episode right now around this point, then you know all too well of your team's first base situation. So I guess that move makes sense. But getting Tommy Pham is a little confusing, and that brings me to another trade that makes quite literally no sense. Well, not to say quite literally no sense, but it's just confusing. It's another confusing trade. The Yankees traded Jordan Montgomery for Harrison Bader, who's been out for a while because he's had plantar fasciitis. So he might not even play this season, which, I don't know because, you know, as a Yankee fan, the team had a solid pitching rotation, and now getting rid of Montgomery,
that's, again, that doesn't make sense because now Domingo Germán is basically at this point guaranteed a starting role. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not looking forward to that because, with Montgomery, he can eat up innings. He can go deep in the ball games, even if he gave up like two runs, he would be able to like hold it down and, give the team a chance to win. And now they just traded him to St. Louis. Like I said, for a guy who might not even play the rest of the year, again, a little confusing. I'm not bashing the trade. I'm excited to see what Bader can do when he comes back from injury. But again, I'm not too sure that he's coming back, So I don't know. Only time will tell with this trade, but I'm gonna miss Montgomery in pinstripes. I mean, it just sucks. Like, I did not see that trade coming whatsoever. I mean, I guess, and the thing is, I thought they were, they were trying to add more pitching depth. They were trying to add, Luis Castillo, but, that fell through. And then they end up trading Montgomery and weakening their pitching depth. And, really they got Tyone Cole and Nestor Cortez Jr. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you. Anyone who watched, Jameson Tyone hasn't been great the last couple starts. It's actually been scary to watch. Like, and then of course, Cole, and then, Gerrit Cole, who gave up six runs in the first inning against the Mariners a couple of days ago. So, yeah, that was, not ideal. I believe it was the first inning. Yeah, six runs in the first inning. Yeah, so, and then trading Montgomery, I think, just makes matters worse in terms of starting pitching. But that's just me. Anyway, more trades. I know this particular trade wasn't at the deadline per se, but I'm just going to highlight it anyway. Andrew Benintendi, of course, he went to, and I know I'm a little late on this one, but Andrew Benintendi to the Yankees. I know Red Sox fans are fuming about that one, but, because, Benintendi was a Red Sox. I mean, he was a part of that 2018 World Series winning team. And then he ended up going to Kansas City. He ended up getting traded to Kansas City. And now he ends up getting traded to New York. So a lot of Red Sox fans are not happy about that one. What else? Jose Quintana was traded from the Pirates to the Cardinals. So the Cardinals got even more pitching depth. Robbie Grossman was traded from Detroit to Atlanta. Let's see. Frankie Montes, was traded from the A's to the Yankees. And again, I know that adds to the pitching depth, but, I think keeping Montgomery in, I think would have been a better move because, now we wouldn't have to worry about, or Yankees fans like me wouldn't have to worry about, Domingo Germán possibly giving up like 6-7 runs an outing. Frankie Montes is a New York Yankee. I'm hyped to see him in his first start as a Yankee. But trading Jordan Montgomery just cancels it all out, in my opinion. I'm not excited. I'm very excited to see him in his first start in pinstripes. But losing Montgomery is just a blow. Like, trading Jordan Montgomery is just a blow. And that's all I'm going to say on that front. But anyway, And, of course, Josh Hader. I already highlighted him getting traded from Milwaukee to San Diego. I think, honestly, that's it. I think I went over all the, you know, trades, you know, at the deadline, just before the deadline, a few days before the deadline. I honestly think that's it. But, yeah. Trying to see if I can find so many more trades that I missed, but honestly, it was probably one of the more chaotic trade deadlines I've seen watching baseball, watching MLB. One of the most chaotic in recent memory. And that being said, I mean, there were a lot of trade deadlines in MLB that I've witnessed that were very chaotic, but you know, like the last couple of years, I think this one was probably the most chaotic. Because a lot of big name pieces got traded. I think it was I think this was probably the most chaotic for me. Because you know, seeing Juan Soto and Josh Bell go to San Diego, join an already stacked team. And then, you know, see Trey Mancini get traded to Houston. You know, what else? Just a bunch of other big name pieces getting traded. It's definitely been chaotic. But anyway, that's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. I will catch you all in episode 50. And it'll probably be previewing the NFL season, because football is right around the bend. So, that being said, this has been your host, LT Nasty. Peace.